money.
FHA reduces annual insurance premiums on mortgages, giving buyers an increase or a increase in their buying power. So Federal Housing Administration, generally known as FHA, provides mortgage insurance on loans made by FHA-approved lenders throughout the United States. It's the largest insurer of mortgages in the world, insuring over 34 million properties since its start in 1934. FHA mortgage insurance provides lenders with protection against losses as the result of homeowners defaulting on their mortgage loans. Now, the lender bears less risk because FHA will pay a claim to the lender in the event that the homeowner defaults. Exciting news. News has been released from the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, with improving housing market has led to the announcement that annual mortgage insurance premium, MIP, that most borrowers pay will be reduced by a quarter of a percent. Now, this reduction will expand access to mortgage credit and expect to lower the cost of housing by approximately 1 million households who are expected to purchase or refinance a home using FHA-insured financing in 2017. Now, the lower rates will be effective for most mortgages with closing disbursement dates on or after July 27, 2017. What does this mean for borrowers? It means that qualified home buyers could see a big annual savings and make it easier to get into the market. Now, the real estate market is obviously improving, and so FHA's default rate is also improving. It is great to see the improvements with FHA instead of many increases that we experienced after the financial meltdown. The Capital Reserve Fund, which supports FHA's loans, fell below zero to a negative 1.44%, representing a negative economic value of $16.3 billion after the meltdown. Now that the market has improved and with the increase in home appreciation, FHA default rate has improved, and now they are able to lower their cost to the consumer. So how does this look? Well, monthly mortgage insurance for a 3.5% down payment was 0.85% of the loan amount and is now lowered to 0.60% of the loan amount. For buyers coming in with a 5% down payment, the monthly mortgage insurance was 0.80, now lowering to 0.55. So every $100,000 in loan amount is savings of about $20 a month in the mortgage payment. More important is the increase in buying power. That's the name of the game, is how can you increase your buying power to help you get into the market? So if you have a loan amount for $400,000, this would save you about $80 a month and increase your buying power by about $15,000. This can make a difference in getting the home that you want, in the neighborhood you want, or in the school district that you would like to see your children be able to attend. So it's great news. After all of the negative news with FHA increasing, they're bringing things back down. Now, the upfront financed MIP has not changed, so that's still 1.75% of the loan amount, which is financed into the loan. I look forward to seeing in the future some savings passed down to the consumer from FHA, so I'll keep you updated as more good news happens. Coming up next in the Money Hour, it's a new year and it's time to start getting your taxes prepared. What about your Social Security and income tax? Andy Landon, national known author, speaker, and my go-to guy on everything Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.